Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love. Have you ever considered what will happen when the language of cosmic love becomes common sense with a common language? Are you aware that this love language is, in fact, the learning process, the creative process, and the processes of consciousness at the quintessential foundation of self-governance? Think about that. Such a language of consciousness has the potential to involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness. This is what cosmic love is all about, higher conscience. Give yourself a checkup from the neck up. What do you think will happen to your world and the world at large as we become more conscious of how we are conscious, both individually and collectively? I'll give you a big hint. Take a good look at the worldwide web of consciousness that the internet has created. Consider this new net reality for what it truly is, a global revolution in higher consciousness. The instant, everywhere, interactive internet has eliminated space and time. We're all connected in the global village now. All knowledge is at your fingertips. Knowledge power as never before known to humanity. But where's the cosmic love, you may ask? There's a new net reality shaping the consciousness of humanity. Freedom to know better and the opportunity to do better has far outpaced the ability of our core institutions to keep up with the revolutionary capabilities for all humanity. That's what the internet represents, the evolving consciousness of humanity, the collective consciousness of humanity, and the collective future of humanity. That's where cosmic love comes in. Any good metaphysician with his finger on the pulse of humanity could tell you that. If you step out of the box of contemporary groupthink and if you become an objective observer of the evolutionary ascent of net reality caused by the internet, you will not only see a huge wave of change coming, but also the nature of that change and the role that cosmic love will play in change events. There is a natural evolutionary path to these changes. Cosmic love is a blueprint for that change. It always has been. But humanity is just beginning to grasp the multidimensional consciousness required to navigate the vast, uncharted realm of inner space, the internet, at the heart of the internet. This is the new global village consciousness that is defining the collective conscience of humanity. Let's get real. Net reality is what we make it. Where do you think it's going? How do you think we'll get through the birth pangs of a new world being born? Are you ready for the next big thing in the computer internet revolution? Would you agree that the best way to predict the future is to create it? Cosmic love is the answer to these questions. All I ask is that you listen and learn. See how you can catch the biggest wave of opportunity in history. I'll explain how you can ride that wave for phenomenal win-win benefits for yourself and all humanity. Those hearing this are obviously computer literate, so connect the dots. Get a grip on the net reality of global connection with the benefits of cosmic love. Someone has to do it. May it begin with us, united sovereigns in a united state of cosmic love. Always victory when we love enough. Keep the faith. Get the vision, embrace the virtue, make the vow, and claim the victory of cosmic love in your world and the world at large.
Greetings, every soul. This is Christopher Rudy for Cosmic Love. The show today is May 22nd, 2010, and the subject is Metamorphosis for One and All, Networks of Grace Emerging. That's an article you can see from the Cosmic Love website that's published at dig.com. And that's largely the subject we'll be discussing today. And I'd like to think that this is our divine destiny at the heart of the accelerating shift, the big shift, the galactic shift that's sometimes referred to as our solar system crosses the galactic plane of the Milky Way galaxy. And this is happening through 2011. Some of the articles I have in this show provide links that explain the timeline according to the foremost expert, Johan Kalman, regarding the Mayan calendar, is really over this next year. It's not 2012. It's really this next year is the subject of intense accelerated shift or change in global energies, and this is quickening the rate of change with compelling need for networks of grace. So networks of grace is the subject, this process of metamorphosis through waves of awakening, you might say, as the collective consciousness reaches a, sometimes referred to as a conscience convergence, as Johan Kalman refers to. And he's one of the foremost scientists, researchers on the Mayan calendar and adjudication of the timeline for the understanding of the Mayan calendar now and its reference to the timeliness over this next year. So I'm going to go into this more. Before I do, I thought I'd give a little bit of an astrological coordinates for the show today. I do this every once in a while because I'm really into the astrology psychology of the energetics of the collective consciousness as it reflexes with the larger cosmos around us. And as above, so below, you know, the kingdom of heaven is within us. We are in the universe and the universe is in us. And so every once in a while with the show, I give a little bit of a frame of reference for what's going on with the astrology psychology. And today, as in right now, there is a very unique series of patterns. In other words, it's not so much the individual planets and the signs and the houses that they're in as much as the relationship of the planets. You might say, just as you, that it's relationships in families and relationships with significant others and relationships with a nation or a tribe of people, and that really it's the relationships that define our social conscience. And there is a very subtle, though pervasive, influence in the collective consciousness with these geometric patterns between the planets, which are like trigger events. And they trigger energetics that affect each individual differently, because each individual has different astrology, psychology, with their birth sign coordinates that sets the matrix for their life. And again, this may be far aside for some people listening, but this understanding of metamorphosis really is a process of becoming conscious of how we are conscious. So today there's a very interesting thing, and I'll just touch on this lightly with an arrow yod, with the conjunction of the Sun and Jupiter, a very tight conjunction right now as I speak, that is creates a congruence in the emotional body, and that's the focus in this pattern in this what's called an arrow yod. And it forms, sometimes referred to as a kite pattern. And this kite pattern, with the focus of Moon and Saturn, is in opposition to a conjunction of Neptune and Jupiter. Very interesting opposition of those two sets of planets by themselves. But the focus of this Moon-Jupiter relationship is in conjunct both Mercury and Neptune, which are in a sextile pattern with each other. So that forms, if you take all the aspects of that, it creates, it looks like a kite pattern, but you've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 planets that are in this pattern. And that has a very, you might say, crystallizing or catalyzing or geometrizing influence. The geometry of the whole is greater than the sum of the parts. Some people that are into astrology a little bit may find this interesting. To others, this may be very abstract. But it's interesting today, at this time, there's also a grand cross, a grand square grand cross of planets, including the Moon Saturn conjunction, but that is square Venus and square Pluto, an opposition that Jupiter-Uranus planetary pattern, and that forms a cube with a cross, grand cross between the points. And that's kind of rare in itself, and the fact that it's happening with so many planets has a crystallizing, geometrizing effect. And there's also a hard rectangle going on right now between Mars, Venus, Neptune, and Pluto, with a cross between the corners of that. And there is also a T-square with Venus, which is the focus planet in square to Saturn and the Moon, and also Uranus and Jupiter. That's actually half of that grand square, grand cross. And there's also another T-square pattern that's separate from that grand cross, and that's a T-square with Mars. The Sun is the focus of that one, and Neptune. And that all these patterns have their own energetic aspects, have their own energetic interpretations. And I don't have time to go into that, but I thought you'd find that interesting. So I thought I'd mention that, and now I'm going to go into the subject of the show, and specifically the link I provided and the show material on Networks of Grace Emerging, Metamorphosis for One and All. You can click on that link. You could read along as I go through this and comment on it, or you could read it on your own if you're listening to this later. Now, those who are listening to archives in the future can also read along as I go through this. And it says right up at the top, after the subject, Metamorphosis for One and All. This is part of a series of articles, the Emerging Blueprints series. You can click on that link. And that begins with an orientation to the online book I have called Emerging Blueprint for a Golden Age. And you will see, as you go through this article and the series of articles that are linked together from the Emerging Blueprint for a Golden Age, you will see an orientation to these thought forms for the expansion of consciousness with pure geometry. These pure geometry archetypes, which are frames of reference that correspond to the actual processes of consciousness at the quintessential foundation of self-governance, how we each govern ourselves with a orientation and an understanding to how we can involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness for self-governance collectively. So there's a little orientation there. This is one of the series of KOF lessons. KOF is for Keepers of the Frequency. This is lesson number 6. And this is for those who would embrace the mind of God, G-O-D, in terms of geometrically ordered divinity. And this is the language of fractals, fractal geometry, that compose all energetic frames of reference in creation. For those who understand fractals and fractal geometry, this is what I'm referring to when I refer to a geometrically ordered divinity. And this embracing of the mind of God is part of the equation with the heart of love, the frequency of holy compassion. And when I refer to frequency, I'm referring to an energy vibration in terms of frequently, not just occasionally, but frequency as in frequently. So I do a thing with semantics in the show, and of course, when you're with the subject of cosmic love, the only way a person can grasp the concept of the infinite and the eternal nature of God, love, universe, is through metaphor, exquisite metaphor, modern day parable, parallels to other concepts that are infinite and eternal, sometimes I refer to as nonlinear concepts, linear concepts relate more to the logic, the logos of the left brain, the linear logical left brain letter of the law, that you might say killeth the spirit of the law, the nonlinear spirit of a frequency. And, of course, when we get hung up in our left brains, which is our alpha masculine side, we tend to disconnect from the right brain feminine side, which embraces more of the feeling of meaning rather than the logic of meaning or words. And words themselves are kind of a problem. They're symbols of symbols twice removed from the truth, you might say. And the truth is a frequency, and this frequency is accelerating with this 2012, or 2011, I should qualify that, mega convergence that's going on. Now, I give some different orientation to this. In this article, the last Keepers of KOF lesson, Keepers of the Frequency lesson, previous lesson number 5, goes into an orientation to the concept of unity consciousness and the Great Mother. And that's one of the reference preface articles that you can read to get a little bit more orientation to the concepts I'll be discussing today. And there's two links that you can click on the BBS web homepage for Cosmic Love, or the archive page for this show. And the one is the Unity Consciousness of the Great Mother and the Great Mother, and the other is Nurturing the Fifth Dimension of Conscience. And this fifth dimension metaphor, you might say, for an understanding of the difference between the first, second, third, fourth, and fifth dimension. The five dimensions, I'm going to be going into them: the law of the one, the law of the two in one, the law of the three in one, the four in one, and the five in one, which are like the five fingers for grasping, the five in one nature of the constitution of God love, divine love, and the love model with geometrized frames of reference for the processes of consciousness. These are the first five lessons of emerging blueprint for a golden age. That leads to the lesson number 6 and the 7th ray ritual that gives full spectrum meaning to weekly metamorphosis for one and all. In other words, there's a whole progression of concepts that I've been presenting on the Cosmic Love show over the months. Every once in a while I have guest speakers on the show. And so this is Cosmic Love for the day, with all these geometrized triggers in the heavens, hopefully crystallizing or catalyzing or otherwise geometrizing a higher understanding of what is referred to as unity consciousness. And from the website, you can see there's a link regarding unity consciousness. The link is in regard to conscious convergence, and this is an article by Johann Kalman. And it goes into what he's referring to as a global movement this summer, which is a harmonic interval that corresponds to the harmonic convergence that was going on back in 1987. And this is regarding the 9th wave of the Mayan calendar. Now, that article link goes into depth on that. And this unity consciousness, this conscious convergence of energies is rebooting or otherwise resurrecting conscientious common sense, you might say. Remember, common sense, Thomas Paine's common sense sparked the American Revolution. Even Jefferson and Franklin recognized that. Jefferson had him to the White House and said, "We'd never had this revolution without you." It was common sense. That was wildcat printed with the new technology, the printing press back then, all over the colonies, and everyone was reading it, and they got into the basically wave of the Mayan calendar at that time. And Kalman and others, with the links I've provided in these articles, goes into how there was a wave at that time, and that the United States caught that wave and rode that wave. And there's a wave globally going on now in the same regard. And so this is a movement towards unity consciousness. It's a movement from duality to unity. It's a movement beyond BS as a belief system that divides to conquer. And it's a movement towards quote that's on the dollar bill, e pluribus unum, which is Latin for out of many, one. So from duality to unity, from many to one, there is this unity consciousness, this conscious convergence going on through this summer in preparation for the ninth wave of the Mayan calendar, where there is all the portents are for a revolution in higher consciousness globally and a big shift in all of our social, political, and economic institutions to accommodate the wave, if not also a big shift in the poles of the earth and with earth changes. That's not foreordained or etched in stone, but some would say that if there's not a big shift in consciousness, in the grids of consciousness, in the morphic energies, the morphic grids of consciousness that harmonizes the morphic grids of the earth, then there will be pole shift. In other words, it's all connected. And that's quantum physics, quantum reality, at the highest level. And so prophecy is a warning. The ancients used to call it repentance. You know, either we repent or... And it's the same concept of if we don't learn from the past, we're condemned to repeat it. If we don't repent from the past, if we don't self-correct from the past, then we're condemned to repeat it. So we're moving from unity consciousness, we're moving to unity consciousness, from a duality sense of separation consciousness. And this the third aspect of this of the law of the one and the law of the two in one is the law of the three in one. This is the principle of the Trinity. And the word throne, throne, T-H-R-O-N-E, is an acronym for the three THRN1, O-N-E, three in one. So the acronym of the three in one is a frame of reference for the throne of God, love, divine love, and for the Holy Trinity. So the fourth principle, the law of the four in one, the principle of the four in one, is sometimes referred to as the four square gospel. Now there was quite a movement in the 30s across the United States of the four square gospel concept and tent revivals all over the United States with this concept of the four square gospel. And that actually comes out of the scriptures in terms of the city four square. In mysticism, it's referred to as the cosmic cube. And the principle of the four in one is the concept of the pyramid of self or civilization. As you look down on the pyramid, you've got four corners. And the capstone point is in the center of that square as you cross into the middle. So that's the principle of the four in one, and they meet, those four corners meet at the capstone conscience, which is sometimes referred to as the fifth dimension. And the fifth dimension, then, you might say, is the law or the language of the five in one. So this is understanding that there is a dimensional shift in planetary energies right now, and it corresponds to a dimensional shift in consciousness. And that dimensional shift is going into what's referred to as the fifth dimension. And there are links there that you can click on that, and there are in-depth articles going into that concept of the five in one. And I've hyperlinked that with other pages and other articles that give more depth or dimension to this concept of multidimensional consciousness that's being integrated. So the concept, I've been going through these different dimensions of the law, the one, the two in one, and three in one, the four in one, five in one, the six in one, you might say, an orientation to the sixth dimension metaphorically, and it gets abstract when you get past even the fourth dimension. But a fifth dimension, you can visualize that as the capstone, you might say, of the pyramid of self and civilization. Sixth dimension, I get an analogy here to the upright 6 o'clock line to the 12 o'clock time. In other words, if you take the clock, and if you're looking at a clock, you've got the 6 o'clock line runs straight up to the 12 o'clock line, or the 12 o'clock time. And this represents the omega return to Father, the principle of Father at the 12 o'clock line. The omega return from the 6 o'clock line, as you go around the clock, it comes back up to the 12 o'clock line. And this is sometimes referred to the cosmic clock from alpha to omega, the first, you know, the alpha thrust is the first six lines of the clock, and the omega return is the other six lines of the clock. And this follows the alpha thrust to the mother principle from the 12 to the 6 o'clock lines. And this is the return to the great mother as it returns to bless us above as below with the grace of the embrace of the great mother with the great father lawgiver. And this is referring to lawgiver as love's law and language gives birth to form and frequency in the image and likeness of the upright I am presence, the 12 o'clock line. So there's a thrust from the 12 o'clock line of, you might say, divine power or God power or love's power. And it goes in the alpha thrust through the 6 o'clock line back to the 12 o'clock line. Now, this is a teaching on the cosmic clock, and you can get into this in terms of astrology, psychology on the 12 lines of the clock. You can get into the 12 constellations that infuse consciousness, the 12 constellations that set the bioenergetic grids of a single fertilized cell when each of us were conceived in the womb. The according to the order of the universe taught by the ancient acupuncturists, that the womb is an energy force field, and the vertebrae at the base of the spine are step-down generators for the 12 constellations that create a bioenergetic force field for the creation of each of us from a single fertilized cell to 2 to 4 to 16 to 32. And the whole process of gestation in the womb is the whole history of evolution repeated from the single fertilized cell through in these energies. And those energies that infuse the bioenergetics of everyone's body when they take the first fire breath and are born, the astrology psychology of that time is the significator, you might say, or the signature of a person's bioenergetic blueprint when their clock, biological clock, begins ticking. So this is where astrology psychology comes into it, and that's kind of an advanced teaching maybe for some. For others, it's just other people listening to Cosmic Love have a more advanced understanding of astrology and psychology as a function of that. So we get to the from the law of the 1, 2 and 1, 3 and 1, 4 and 1, 5 and 1, and 6 and 1, we go to the 7 in 1. 1 week, 7 days with 7 rays. And if you haven't yet become a keeper of the frequency, as in frequently, this is a weekly ritual for metamorphosis. And you can read the link there. And there's an article there, which is actually from a former Keepers of the Frequency lesson. And it'll give you some insight on this process of this law of correspondence to different energies, the 7 rays, the 7 chakras, the 7 days, and the law of correspondence to the 7 colors that correspond to full spectrum consciousness in the color spectrum. Now, again, this is a metaphor that's quite often used by light workers, the language of consciousness as a function, as the language of light, light of consciousness, light as consciousness. And the 7 rays that correspond to the 7 days can be a ritual in the terms of a weekly orientation to to different principles that become internalized then. So 1 week, the law of the seven in one is 1 week with 7 days or seven rays that correspond to the laws and language of consciousness. So all of this has to do with evolutionary ascent, or, you know, individual and collective consciousness, and the time, how it's really ripe now for gaining momentum in this process of accelerated evolutionary ascent, as we'll ride the wave of change as the veil thins at an accelerated rate with the 2010 galactic alignment. In other words, it's happening very quickly this year. According to the Mayan calendar, now is the time of not just this conscious convergence through the summer in preparation for the ninth wave of the Mayan calendar, which is quite a teaching, and I've got links below that go into this in greater depth. But this is a kind of, when I say advanced teaching, if you want to catch the wave and hang 10, you might say, and ride that wave all the way home, it really helps to have frames of reference. And also to understand the science of invocation. And the science of the spoken word through invocation is an application of visualization, mediation, concentration, and integration. Now, I go into that with geometrized frames of reference on the Cosmic Love web page for this day. And you have the linear L with, you know, linear frames of reference in the L that are compartmentalized, like the left brain, for visualization. And this visualization is the mental logic of the left brain, just like mediation is more of a heart connection with pure intention that corresponds to audio and feelings of the right brain. So you've got the L, the O, and then the V for visualization, mediation, and concentration in the V. It's like thesis, antithesis, synthesis, or a synergy of L plus O in balance. And this corresponds in principle to the concept of mass telecommunications, the potential of mass telecom, and there's a link there that explains that concept, plus full spectrum conscience, and there's a link there that explains this concept of full spectrum conscience, and how that equals the L plus O and this new synergy, how it equals or translates to a global evolution in higher consciousness. In other words, we're moving from a left brain Western civilization that's more print technology or dominated to a more right brain nonlinear global civilization, which is more the oriental frame of reference, like the Orientals read from right to left. Like in the Western civilization, we read from left to right, and it corresponds to the brain emphasis, the left or right brain in the left and right hemispheres of the Earth, which corresponds to the left and right hemispheres of the brain. In other words, the holographic universe shows the law of correspondence at all levels, as within, so without, as above, so below, as in the Western hemisphere and the left brain, so in the Eastern hemisphere and the right brain. It's kind of amazing when you really get into this and study the law of correspondence and principles of the holographic universe within and without. So concentration is this balancing. It's the concept of balance that's greater than the sum of the parts. When you have the left brain in balance with the right brain and neither of them are an extreme, there's a synergy, which is more a function of full spectrum left to right consciousness. And the fourth principle of integration is a synthesis of all the above. You have these frames of reference for processes of consciousness within all of us, and holistic integration is like whole brain reasoning. And I have links in regard to this that you can read whole brain consciousness below. But the concept of integration as whole or holy or holistic holographic whole systems, a holy whole, you might say, that's greater than the sum of the L, O, and V parts. So some will appreciate this model, this metaphor. Those who follow the previous lessons probably get it by now, what I'm referring to, this geometrically ordered divinity. And I'm going to go into now, that was kind of preparation for the concept of networks of grace. And I like the quote by Marianne Williamson in her book, Everyday Grace, where she says, "Our job is to remain awake to the eternal innocence at the heart of everyone, that in our presence, other people might wake up to it as well." Eternal innocence. So this is the concept I'm going to be going into with networks of grace. And there's affirmation, confirmation, determination, and integration with this concept. And the affirmation is that we're all in this together. The confirmation is that grace is what grace does. Determination to take heart, as in all ways, and integration, metamorphosis for one and all. Now, this is being very metaphoric here, but I'll be getting around to this subject from several different angles. There's a quote by Johann Wolfgang van Gogh that is really excellent when he says, "I have come to the frightening conclusion that I am the decisive element. It is my personal approach that creates the climate. It is my daily mood that makes the weather. I possess tremendous power to make life miserable or joyous. I can be a tool of torture or an instrument of inspiration. I can humiliate or humor, hurt or heal. In all situations, it is my response that decides whether a crisis is escalated or de-escalated, or whether a person is humanized or dehumanized. If we treat people as they are, we make them worse. But if we treat people as they ought to be, we help them become what they are capable of becoming." So that was Johann Wolfgang van Gogh. Now, this process of transformation or metamorphosis through the dark night, as the Mayan calendar refers to it, is like the shadow that Jung refers to. That must be transformed and is being transformed through to unity consciousness, this unity convergence that Johann Kalman refers to. And there's links when you click on that unity consciousness, there's more information on that subject. This could be compared to the different stages of a caterpillar's transformation into a butterfly, metamorphosis. The caterpillar spins a cocoon around itself and dissolves itself inside the cocoon into a featureless gray gunge. When the gray gunge has liquefied to a certain point, cells which are called imaginal cells are genetically awoken in this gray gunge. These cells feed off the gunge for the growth as they increasingly cluster together, creating through a synergistic alchemy, the body in wings of the future butterfly. And this is really an amazing process, how the caterpillar worm transforms itself into a butterfly. And I like the quote by Richard Bach, who's author of, you know, Jonathan Livingston Seagull, when he says, "What the caterpillar calls the end of the world, the master calls butterfly." So this process is transmutation. And transformation is like the chaos and confusion of the dark night, a chaos and confusion that is also pregnant with new possibilities for transformation. Just as the birth of the butterfly is different from the caterpillar, the new divine human will be as genetically and physically different from its predecessor as a Learjet is compared to a bicycle. So, this is huge, and it's difficult to conceive how much humanity will be changing with this collective shift in this unity consciousness over this next year. and we can only look to analogies. One analogy would be talking about the internet and what the internet would be like before the internet. People would think you were crazy. You know, what has happened with virtual omniscience, omnipresence, omnipotence, knowledge power at your fingertips, talking about that before the internet, what, 15, 20 years ago? People just couldn't believe it. Well, this is what we're talking about with the transformation of our individual and collective consciousness with this new unity consciousness over this next year. And the more you get an orientation to the concept, the more commensurate you have with it, the more it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy as other people connect at that level of insight and outlook for understanding the overview. I'm getting metaphoric again, but you follow me what I'm talking about. So, again, this is Christopher Rudy for Cosmic Love. I'm going to take a little break here. If those of you have a chance to check out the bottom of the webpage here on Cosmic Love, there's information on the Swedish pollen extract, which I wanted to refer to just for a moment in terms of cellular transformation. It's the richest source of genetic material for genetic repair and for feeding your seven glands, your seven chakras, your energy body, and for the type of vigor and vitality that gives more power to your vital force of your body. And you know, the body has sufficient vital force, it'll just about heal itself of anything. And the seven glands provide, they correspond to the seven chakras. They provide the hormones that regulate the immune system in every part of the body. And the Swedish pollen extract is the richest source of full-spectrum micronutrients for providing vital force and all the precursors needed to provide the hormones for regulating your immune system of your body. And their precursors, just like beta-carotene is a precursor to vitamin A, you can't get too much beta-carotene because the body will just produce what it needs to provide the vitamin A to strengthen your immune system with the vitamin A. Well, the pollen extract, the Swedish pollen extract, the information at the bottom of the Cosmic Love page, is a product I've been brokering into the United States, went to Sweden, got the North American rights, and it's quite a story. And the reason I'm so excited about it and went to Sweden and have been providing it for all these years is because it doesn't have much of anything, but it has a little bit of everything. So the synergy of all the micronutrients, vitamins, minerals, aminos, everything needed for life from the pollen extract, which is the very source of the food chain. It's really an amazing product for full spectrum, you might say, energy, vital force, and components for strengthening the endocrine system, the immune system, and increases the white blood count in the body like nothing else, which, again, are like the little Pac-Man that go around and eat up the germs, bacteria, and fungi in the body. You know, so those white blood cells is what the pollen extract feeds. So just thought I'd mention that. I'm going to get back to the show now. That's my little, so to speak, commercial in the midst of the show. I wanted to take a break anyway. I love talking about the pollen extract. If you want to call for more information on that, I'd be glad to cue you in. So the concept of what's going on with this new divine human over this next year, and this will happen to some before it happens to others. It's a rolling momentum, and it's reaching critical mass into the summer. And it's really, the best analogy is the return of the Great Mother, and I provided links on this subject of the return of the Great Mother from a book on the subject, and those links are provided below. You can go into them. There's more specifics on the concept of dimensionality. I'm going to do a wrap here. You can read the rest of this on your own, and there's numerous links that if you connect the dots, you might say, connect the dimensions, you start to have commensurate with this fifth dimensional consciousness is that's going mainstream. So here's to mainstreaming the message. I hope you enjoyed the show and that you got something out of it. And with a little study, you can go into a lot more depth on the subject of the Mayan calendar, the foremost experts on the subject, and several books on the subject. So thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in a couple weeks. Happy trails. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There's a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense, and it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule law language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change, only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience, it will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on Earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where lightworkers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.